Brett's Quest by Helen Marie Parsons. Hanging out on a weeknight to search through the scriptures together? Was he serious? It all started when my friend Brett said, "Last night when I talked to my friend, I found out that her parents have been telling her stuff about our religion, making us sound really bad. She told me I was wrong for being Mormon, and she seemed to have plenty of evidence. Lots of stuff that I didn't know about. I figured I can't defend this if I don't know what we believe." Then he asked me, "Do you want to come over and study scriptures tonight? You know, we could do a little reading, look some stuff up." Seriously? I hesitated. It wasn't that I didn't want to. It was just that I was taken off guard. I mean, how many teenagers hang out on weeknights to study the scriptures for fun? "Sure, I guess," I accepted slowly. "If you really want to." Brett was the only other church member in my grade, and he'd never seemed very religious. I still remember being surprised my sophomore year when I first met him. He asked me why I chose not to date until I was 16. I was astounded by his question because Brett had been an active member his entire life, but he somehow still didn't know some of the basic teachings of the church. To him, church was a Sunday thing. I remember answering Brett's question about my decision not to date until 16, and then enlightening him on many other standards we had as church members. Now, as seniors, we'd grown to be close friends. And once again, I found myself surprised by Brett. I arrived at his house, not sure what to expect. As I walked into his family's study, I noticed the Bible was open, and several LDS reference materials were stacked on the desk. He'd already begun. "Look at this," he said excitedly, pointing at James chapter 2, verses 21 through 26. I thought we could find some answers. Then he asked, "Do you have any questions?" I don't know. I guess so. After listening to my friend, I know I need to study more," Brett continued. "So, are you looking up things about the points she made?" I asked. "Yeah, I can see where she's coming from, but, you know, the more I find out about what we believe," he continued, "the more I see and feel just how right our beliefs are. It's exciting. I want you to help me." I'd never considered the scriptures exciting before. I felt humbled by his enthusiasm. He wanted my help because I'd read the Book of Mormon, prayed, felt the Spirit, and from then on hadn't had doubts. But at that moment, I realized I, too, needed to search the scriptures more. Brett and I really studied the scriptures that night and found the answers to his questions. Time and time again, Brett searched the scriptures in response to criticisms of the church. As he learned to trust the scriptures, his testimony grew. Not only did that study help him talk with his friend, but his example of asking questions and finding the answers in the scriptures made a difference for me too. The author lives in New Jersey, USA. End of the story. Brett's Quest by Helen Marie Parsons. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.